It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
John W. Spring.
Hello, Dr. Bill.
Yes, and here's the bumper. We have John W. Spring. We managed to make a breakthrough. Dr. Ron Klatz's colleague, Dr. Bart Goldman, knows Ivanka Trump and has direct contact with Donald Trump, so hopefully we're going to make a breakthrough, and maybe we'll have lots to be thankful for, because Trump is probably going to get reelected, but it doesn't mean he's going to do everything correct. He's got a lot of people around him who are part of the CIA and other intelligence cover-up, 9/11, Benghazi, and other things, including Mr. William Barr, et cetera, who's doing some things correct with Durham to go after the Democrats. But this battle we see in the open field doesn't mean that anybody's going to wear orange jumpsuits or go to prison. They're talking about some minor person as an attorney who altered a document in FISA, but I don't know if an orange jumpsuit is being custom-tailored for Hillary Clinton or a custom suit for Barack Obama, who's doing fancy videos on Netflix, and how women around the world are honoring Michelle Obama as one of the most admired women in modern America. I'm thinking, my gosh, people are not asking good questions, are they? And
no,
even
Barack,
yeah. So what I want people to understand is we're being chaperoned into the left or right and balkanized into stupidity. We're making bad decisions, and even Donald Trump is being surrounded by people, to me, are making him ineffective, not allowing for a full transformation to become a real, I call, Davidic-type president, connected to the Most High God. He's surrounded by people that are PNAC and globalists and maniacs and cover-up agents for the intel agencies that are running our world, and people don't get it, and they think we're making it up. And we have intel people in our program like we had yesterday. Susan Lindauer will be having on the program Valerie Plame, we've got coming on the program General Janice Karpinski and Barbara Honecker. And people have to understand, well, Deagle, how do you know this stuff? I said, listen, I was turned into a spook over 25 years ago when I took the job to work at CECOM at above top secret to work at taking care of employees, work on some of those classified projects in American history. And I've been spookized, in other words. And when I saw, what I know is not open to your damned opinion out there. You might have an opinion. It's not an opinion. It's an attitude. My experience is not open to your attitude. You need to face the facts of when I give you evidence which put me in grave danger of dying and being disreproved by the medical board and other people trying to attack me. You need to know it's not open to your opinion, okay? You may not like that, you may get aggravated by it, but I'm here to save your butt, not only for your nation, America, but also your physical future and your spiritual future, because America is marked, isn't it?
Yes.
They want us to surrender to world government, and they're telling up all kinds of plans, including under Mr. Donald Trump, who at right now basically isn't necessarily solving all the problems. In fact, in some ways, he's actually accelerating, like accepting 5G network with Mick Mulvaney doing a little dance in the White House. People need to understand that Donald Trump, maybe even well-intentioned, is bringing about things that are actually going to speed the transition toward a new world order in the Matrix, isn't he?
Yes, it is. Dr. Deagle.
So I'd like you to give us your complex. You got another new letter. And by the way, I want you to send that letter to me, because I'm going to send that letter also to my friend Bart Goldman, who knows Trump personally and Ivanka Trump. We need to get through to these people, because they think they have wisdom. They got intel agents chock-a-block around them. They've got all kinds of people advising them that are, in many cases, have got all kinds of degrees and special things on their chest as their military. You need to understand that you're only advanced in these things if you are what's called you've gone to mega university. You've kissed butt. You've done things that's made it acceptable so your higher-ups will advance you. And the scum always rises to the top, whether it's medical system, legal system, judicial system, or political system. So the reason why we now have almost the battle of the billionaires, Blomberg versus Trump now, is because the globalists think that they, even Trump, are public politicians. It's disgusting, isn't it? And our politicians aren't open to the wisdom of the public. Like, for example, when you contacted Kennedy, he was open to hear your wisdom, which saved us from a nuclear attack by Russia back in 1961 and in 1983, but I don't see that openness anymore. Do you?
No, I don't. It's most disturbing. We have so much intelligence information reaching Washington, but so few analysts who are qualified to interpret it.
Well, I think it's a combination of things. It's not just people who are intellectually bereft of either experience, knowledge, or the IQ to do it, or the spiritual identity to realize they don't know everything. See, if people make a priori assumptions, they stop thinking and asking questions. And they assume that the set of documents and vectors that they have to control in the nature of reality is all that exists. And that's the formula for stupidity, lack of wisdom, and disastrous decisions, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's,
yeah, that's why, for example, if you have somebody that's a test maker that's an IQ of, say, 120 to 140, and you have someone with an IQ of 200, the person with an IQ of 200 has to figure out what the test maker is doing, otherwise you're going to score lowly on the test. So you have to understand this, people, that we have a society that's purposely made stupid, made balkanized or divided, and divided into Democrats on one side, like Valerie Plame is a Democrat still, and Susan Karpinski, or General Susan Karpinski, or we had on yesterday Susan Lindauer. She is obviously Republican and wants to support Trump. I want to support Trump, but I want to talk to the man. You think you're so arrogant. You want to talk to the president. I said, yeah, and I want my people to talk, like Greg Ford and you, John W. Spring. I want you to have a private conversation with a man so he realizes, even though he's a POTUS, he doesn't know everything. And the advisors around him are advising him to do stupid things. Give an example, the document that was out on literally last night on Tucker Carlson. They came out. Now new evidence has come out that the 2018 attacks on Syria, saying that there were chemical weapons, they had private labs that did testing that were purposely suppressed, so there were no chlorine contaminants around the area, that there was no evidence of use by Mr. Bashar al-Assad of chemical weapons against his own people, and was purposely suppressed by the White Hats and the British to make sure that they advised Trump, and he spent millions of dollars of Tomahawk missiles to hit empty buildings where the Assad did not use chemical weapons against his, these other people that were fighting against his regime in Syria. That's just come out. Now, you have to understand, Trump, stop being a dummy. Okay? I can use nastier words, but stop it. And the reason is you think the people around you are advising you, and they're leading you to catastrophe. Even if you get reelected, you're not fixing the problems. For example, I have solutions for the student debt. I have a solution for the health care. I have a solution for the border, the drug cartels, the violent prisoners in prison. Do not release the damn prisoners unless you treat their brains, which make them a predator class of humans. Do not do that. But again, the demon rats on one side and the PNAC Republicans on the other want devastation. They want chaos. They want us to hope. They want us to envy death, don't they? They want to destroy our nation and destroy the human race. And they sure heck don't want a Christian republic called America, that our rights come from the Creator God, that is in control of the best weapons in history and the most powerful economy in history. They sure as hell don't want that. They want us gone. They want us to surrender to world government, don't they?
Yes, they certainly do. And we may not have a choice much longer, Dr. Deagle.
Well, we're going to have a choice. I can tell you, the God, he told me not to ask for his timeline. But our God is God. And when it's time and when it's necessary, I will release information from my other co-prophets, like yourself and others, release information to the public, and the public will know, because if they pray, there's a thing called the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul. Now, you may not recognize that they're there, but everybody has them, even a little baby. And the Urim and Thummim stones are a yes-no. You don't have to have a vision or dream, you just have a yes or no, like a that's true or that's a lie. And everybody has them, although they sometimes ignore the Urim and Thummim stones and tell them what's going on, because they think that their alternative viewpoint might save them, which is suicidally stupid. But people are going to start realizing that we're going to get in such desperate times, economically, environmentally, and otherwise, like in Northern California with all the fires. They're going to start, as it says, there's a prophecy in the Bible that says, there shall come a day where they will pull on the tassels or the tzitzit of the priest to beg them what's next coming. Guess what? My tassels are starting to be yanked. People are starting to stop spitting on me and start saying, for God's sake, Deagle, what the hell's next? I don't know, but God's going to soon tell me. And other ones like yourself and other co-prophets, they're like Jonathan Gray and others that speak to God, and he speaks back to them in prayer and visions and dreams. We're getting really close to really bad stuff happening. This is,
yes, we are.
I can smell the sulfur breath of the dragon on our necks right now. I can't tell you, and God doesn't want me to carry the burden of knowing the timeline, but it's close. It's real close. Right?
Yes. What we're facing, Dr. Deagle, it is a very serious problem. As you pointed out earlier, the president is not receiving adequate intelligence information from the various agencies in Washington and elsewhere. And as a result, he's made some very poor decisions, decisions that are going to have a tremendous impact.
The ones coming are even more poor. For example, if you don't remove the Russian nukes in Larachiel Island and north of of Venezuela, in the Antilles, and you don't remove the nukes from Nicaragua, this last week the Iranians are at the greatest crisis since 1979. They're close to economic chaos, and they have riots going on so bad now that the government's likely to collapse. And they're actually willing to do something. They actually announced because of that. They're going to enrich to your weapons-grade uranium for weapons and have missiles that can hit anywhere in Europe and everywhere inside Israel. Now, we have the Iron Dome and so on. These things are not fail-safe. On the other hand, the Israelis know this is coming, and they've announced this week under Netanyahu's under a personal impending arrest for lots of other things he's done, that they're going to attack the Bashar reactor. Now, if we attack the Bashar reactor, if you don't think the Russians are going to hit us with nukes, you're an idiot. So we could have a thermonuclear war next week or tomorrow. If something bad happens in the Middle East, we are going to be lockstep with our ally, even though we don't have a treaty yet, Israel. It's a real hell. And people don't understand this. The Sunni nations of Saudi Arabia and their affiliates and Israel are connected and controlled by SAD, Special Activity of CIA.
Yes. You pointed out some of the more serious ones, and yet La Orchia Island, which is administered by Venezuela, where we have a Russian Air Force base with a nearly 2-mile-long airfield, which can land the large
the Antonov
transports, which can carry several intermediate-range ballistic missiles armed with thermonuclear warheads, which, when they reach La Orchia Island or Punta Huete in Nicaragua, on the north side of Lake Managua, they can be launched within minutes after landing and capable of hitting any designated target in the United States without warning.
Right. Well, you're probably old enough like I was. I went to private Catholic school at the time, where our nuns actually had it tied under the desk if there was a potential, they'd do a drill for an incoming nuclear weapon. We were living in Truro, Nova Scotia, Canada at the time. And by the way, Canada is a main target. I mean, Halifax International Airport and cities in eastern Canada are in the Great Arc all the way to Europe. So if you're going to attack any part of Canada, eastern Canada is a main prime target. And what people need to understand is I actually remember hiding under the desk and thinking thermonuclear weapons coming. And what I see coming right now is I see a lack of preparedness, a lack of candor, a lack of honesty about our incompetence. In fact, in the spring of this year, Boeing Aerospace, after studying it for years, decided to turn down a contract for several hundred billion dollars to build a missile defense system. You know about that, right, Boeing Aerospace?
Oh, yes.
So if you think that we have a competent system, and by the way, when George Bush Sr. launched Gulf War I, did you know we had theater of defense for 8 years, which are more advanced than the Patriot system? But we back calculated and built the Patriot system from plans. We hadn't even built one to ship it to Israel, and those Patriot systems were shipped over to Israel when we decided to prosecute Gulf I, which, by the way, we pulled back from Baghdad before we completed the war, and that's why we launched Gulf War II, after we had a false garbage indication they had weapons of mass destruction, all by design, including 9/11. We have all the intelligence coming clear now with it, like Susan Lindauer, Greg Ford, General Janis Karpinski, Barta Honegger.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
and welcome back. Actually, you know, I'm looking at my schedule here. I might actually bring on Michelle to do the third hour on Wednesday and then slide it over to hour one on Thursday and Friday. She might bring her because we're not going to do a Thursday-Friday live show. So we'll see if I can convince her to do that. That'll be nice. And tomorrow afternoon, I'll get her on hour three. John, you know, a lot of time people think that, you know, hey, if we just support Trump, everything's going to be fine. And they get tucked into their little Republican kind of nighty in their bed. And they don't realize that that evil's on both sides. And we're being confused. And what the problem is that people don't understand, unless you pray and ask for God's wisdom, that includes Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump is making bad decisions. We don't have cybernetic protection against our internet or even our control of our air traffic controllers or sewage treatment plants or water treatment. We don't have control over the intel agencies. We let the media go crazy. I don't understand why Trump doesn't close down media like the Criminal News Network, or what I call Clinton News Network, the MSLSD, I call it. Do you like that term, MSLSD? And agencies and, you know, the functionaries of Bezos and his Washington Post, they should all be closed. And the people should immediately be jailed under, you know, trying to do a physical coup. I mean, we have enough evidence to indicate a coup is in operation. I mean, we've got Nunes and others. They're suing various media because this is an operational coup. It's not just a theory. On the other hand, Tripp wants this kind of dance because it actually builds them up even to the others. And the people around Trump are laughing their head off because as Trump does this, and a lot of people say, Trump's so great, he's so great, including Catholics and Christians and others, they don't realize he's fomenting us into a situation where they'll use this dialectic of even fake Christianity so that they'll push us into a state where we're not prepared for what's really coming, which is the Matrix. And economic collapse. Like, for example, we're heading toward an economic collapse, and we're not actually working out theories of how we can have a four powers agreement, put in Glass-Steagall and do other things to fix the world economy, because if it blows up, even if we think we're in control, we're not. We can be a leader, but what's going on right now, we're not protecting the Earth from incoming weapons from any country, even if they just have a few nukes, or biological weapons. You don't have to be smart. You can be just a smart biologist in a third world country and make an advanced bioweapon that can kill most of the people on Earth. People don't really understand that the Earth is teetering not just on a geopolitical and a scientific crisis, it's on a spiritual crisis. We're at the crossroads. Yes. That's why the word in the Bible, they call it the apocalypse of the book of Revelation. It means, I think, that 2020, next year, is the first year that the revealing is going to happen. The revealing is going to happen, number one, to our leaders and to the public, that we're really in the crosshairs of both the left and the right, leading us toward a pathway to destruction, not just the left. Number two, it's going to reveal those who have the period of prophetic and apostolic wisdom to tell people what really is going on. It's not the majority of the churches. They're all mostly lost in space. They may be good intentioned, and they have a version of milk and cookie Christianity or good intentions or whatever faith they're in, but it's always going to lead to destruction if it's not God's wisdom. And I see this with Donald Trump. I see the man struggling. At the same time he's struggling, he's like hypomanic and staying up all night, drinking tons of Coke, getting fatter and fatter. I see him blowing up. I see the man being insulated by his advisors around him, so the last 2 years we haven't gotten through to actual Mr. Trump, because you never got a phone call back, and I haven't got one back, about my missile defense system, which you sent 2 years ago plus, and an upgrade 6 months ago when we talked about Lauchiel Island. If these guys would take us seriously, which they can validate with satellite photos and other things, they'd be clamoring to talk to John W. Spring, but they're not. And I'm enraged that they want our vote and they want our money. I get so many contacts almost every day of, support Donald Trump. I want to support Trump. I sure as heck don't want to vote for the Democrats, but they see the satanic Luciferic alternative is to say, vote for one or the other. Now, of course, I don't want to be like the Jehovah's Witnesses and not vote for anybody, because we're going to be victims of whoever's our overlords. But we want our overlords to become godly. And so far, the demon rats are over the edge, and Trump is at least putting on some behavioral aspects that he may be a pre-Christian, but he's not there. He's not. He's narcissistic. He's like a game show host running the presidency. And the fourth contestant has a really good argument, so he wants to do what they want to do, even if it's globalist. That's what's going on. He's operating the presidency like it's a game show, right?
Yes. And this is placing us in a very serious situation, because right. he knows practically nothing about foreign policy or foreign affairs or national security. He's a businessman.
Yeah, but it's not just that. All of the advisors from all the previous governments were, they may have been informed, but they were also evil. I mean, look at all the stuff we did to transport 60,000 factories to China and elsewhere and disassemble our economy and get us into debt to the tune of $22-24 billion now, trillion dollars. And, of course, we built up this giant empire of China. They're even bigger debt than us. They're near $30 trillion. And the Chinese people are teetering because their economy is collapsing. They've even moved to a gold standard with yuan 5 years ago. People don't understand what's going on is we're teetering toward the matrix. And the Mr. Xi, their so-called, you know, emperor for life, wants to control the matrix. They're trying to steal enough technology to reproduce what I saw at Shreve Air Force Base, which is the quantum matrix. I've actually been inside. I know all the mathematics and all the technology about it. I don't know some of it. I release more classified information on really important things people need to know than any other human being in human history. Period. There's not even anybody close. Not Alex Jones, not Coast to Coast Radio, not anybody else. They'll put little tiny pieces here and there. And the reason why I know this is God selected me to say, you know what, Deagle, you're the point connector. You're going to connect brilliant guys like John W. Spring and Greg Ford and General Janice Karpinski and Susan Lindauer and these others that are going to come on your show as cohorts and co-hosts to actually have wisdom given by their horrifying experiences they've had, or wisdom that's had, like yourself, averted nuclear war with Russia back in 1961 and again in 1983. But I don't see Donald Trump directly heeding our wisdom. That makes me very disturbed. Very disturbed. And I think we're going to break through. I think that Dr. Bart Goldman is going to allow us to get through. He's contacting Ivanka and Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner's even given more authority now. Now, it's okay, but you got to understand that the modern Judaism is not the Judaism of ancient times that were praisers. Modern Judaism is wizardry. The wizards rule our world, like Saruman the Magnificent. People don't get it, do they? What do you think, John?
Well, you're absolutely right.
So what did we talk about with these other people you want to mention? We're on the break. You mentioned we should talk about some of these other people. Go ahead.
Yes. For example, we heard so much during the hearings about how wonderful one of the former ambassadors to the Ukraine was, and how outstanding and intellectual Dr. Hill was during the hearings, but we don't know too much about their backgrounds. For example,
I've dug up a knot the last few weeks or so, and it's really disgusting. Yovanovitch didn't support the idea that the Biden's corporation, when they got much less $3.5 million, or that there was any Ukraine collaboration with the DNC. I mean, she is a deep state operative, and if you actually look at the connection to her with some of the people in the Democratic Party, she's evil. Okay, she tried to act like she was really hurt. Listen, anybody in Foreign Service is going to be tough. You got to be nail-hard tough. So the fact that she tried to feign being a fragile female, come on. These are special forces women. They're not fragile. They're tough.
Right. The one question that was never addressed or asked to any of the witnesses was, either in Washington or in Kiev, did you assist then-Vice President Joseph Biden regarding his son Hunter Biden and his business dealings in Ukraine or
right.
with the gas company? That question was never asked once. Now, regarding...
Yeah, I know they skirted around even the Republicans, but they did get us some good questions with the Republicans. The problem is, this is a dance, and I think that Adam Schiff with the bug eyes, the little poppy bug eyes, wants to continue this dance. I can't watch the news anymore. I try to race through it because my news nausea score is too high to actually watch it anymore. I can watch a little clip here and there, go to high speed through the news with Hannity or Tucker Carlson, but even these people are in some ways disinfo ops because they like to highlight. They have Trump is getting increasing, with the Democrats. They're talking about sanction rather than impeachment. It's like, I don't want to hear this. We're not passing USMC. We're not passing money for the troops. We got a temporary thing to extend the funding for the government. We're not dealing with the fact we're way overspending the country into bankruptcy. And we're not defending against missile defense or cyber attacks or anything, or the abuse of the media, which is backing up all the Democrats. It's disgusting. This is not being run as a republic. It's like we've all of a sudden become a banana republic. And Trump is not fixing it. He's not. He shouldn't tolerate this stuff, right?
That's so true. Now, any of the information that I'm about to share, you can verify by looking up on the Internet. The only problem is people don't bother to put all the pieces together. For example, regarding Marie Yovanovitch.
Right.
She graduated from from Princeton University with a baccalaureate in 1980. And during that summer, after she graduated, she spent her entire summer in Moscow at the Pushkin Institute to improve her Russian. Now, keep in mind, the main theme behind her was the fact that her parents suffered under the Nazis and the Soviets, and they wanted to stay away from those countries. But to enhance her career, she went in 1980 to the Pushkin Institute, where she could be contacted and recruited, possibly for another cause other than the well-being of America. Now, that was the very same summer where the Olympics were held in Moscow, and President Carter urged all Americans not to attend due to the invasion of Afghanistan, where over a million Afghans were killed. And in terms of character, this was never brought out, of course. Now, regarding Dr. Hill, it's rather interesting to find out that her mentor was primarily a gentleman who was a professor at Harvard University. His last name was Pipe. He was a Polish-American who, in 1962, keep in mind that was the year of the Cuban Missile Crisis, which you and I are very much aware of, and he lectured at Leningrad State University.
Right.
Furthermore, Dr. Pipe, who was Dr. Hill's mentor, attended at least two Bilderberg meetings and was one of the main speakers or key guests at those meetings. So she comes from a very interesting background. Of course, she's very much affiliated with the Council on Foreign Relations. This information was never brought out during the hearings at all. And these are important things that people do need to understand, the person and their background. Because Dr. Richard Edgar Pipes, although he claims to be an anti-communist, was himself lecturing at the University of Leningrad State University. And then later spoke at two the Bilderberg meetings.
Right.
These are not people that necessarily represent the well-being of the United States.
Right. So we look at Professor Hill and Yovanovitch. These are part of the deep state, aren't they?
Yes.
Right. And some of them will kind of look on the left or the right. Yeah, if you can sometimes, or they look like they're both. You actually have to not be fooled by it because they're very clever and extremely manipulative, and they think it's funny. They're a predator class of humans, aren't they?
Yes. There are many people who are registered Republicans who are more dangerous than the average Democrat, I can assure you.
Exactly. So where are we going now in Thanksgiving? Here's what I suspect will happen. Number one, after the 9th of December, they're going to bring out information. They may jail this guy that's altered the FISA document. I don't see it going up to Obama or Hillary Clinton or anybody else. Clapper and Brennan, I don't see them going to prison. I think that Trump is going to force the government. The Democrats are going to try to go for a vote. They're not going to get enough votes to actually vote for impeachment, but they're going to vote for censure. That's going to go over to the Senate. The Senate's going to kill it. It's going to die right away. The Democrats are now winding down to the last number of months for the election. Whoever's going to become the candidate has to become the candidate by the end of February, March. That means the Democrats have committed geopolitical harikari. They've committed suicide. So Trump will get reelected, and he may not do the right thing, but the globalists have got Trump now, haven't they? All right?
Are Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And we got a little letter here that you're sending off directly to POTUS again. Dear Mr. President, this is the title is the world situation for foreign policy and national security. And it says the current world situation for America's foreign policy and national security has become a very serious matter, and that is not adequately understood by all U.S. intelligence and related agencies. This is your letter, by the way. Okay, and then it says, as a result of this dilemma, the United States is now facing a multitude of problems and threats that may soon require a national emergency list for our nation's survival. Unless these situations are discovered by various intelligence and military agencies in Washington and properly acted upon very soon, the only choices that left may be to surrender or face a thermonuclear global war that may destroy most of our nation's human population. We cannot afford to reach such a dilemma, but it is could happen within weeks or days rather than within years or months. When intelligence agencies are unable to analyze information in depth, you are not informed of matters that require top priority. For this reason alone, you need to meet directly with me, that's you, John W. Spring. But in addition, there are many other reasons related to our need to meet and discuss matters. So in other words, he doesn't have a full perspective, and he's proceeding as if he's in control. But the problem is the people who are steering his shoulders and pulling on his arms on the little levers of control have got a different agenda than what Trump even wants to have happen. For example, they put in a 5G network with links to Huawei. The Huawei is backdoor to the cybernetic control of the population. If they collapse the world economy, we're going to have a collapse of everything. In fact, the banks are now saying that they're not going to supply the farmers in South America and elsewhere around the world with funds to actually plant a crop for 2020. So we're heading toward a catastrophic period where the contrived globalists, both economically and elsewise, with their foolish environmental lies, are ready to precipitate a world crisis. And it's actually operational now. This is not something that's a future thing you can theorize over. It's operational today. And we don't have a lot of time left before this happens. For example, if the farmers can't put crops in South America or elsewhere around the world in the ground, and the Chinese, because of the expansion of the Gobi Desert, have to make contracts to pick up food in other countries. So they're trying to buy food and food access in countries all over the world and have primary access to food supplies that they'll consume because they have the money, and second or third world countries that can't compete with China are going to starve to death. That's what's coming, isn't it?
Yes.
So, in other words, I don't think people realize this is not like, oh yeah, the world's going to come back 200 years from now. No. These situations actually allow them to be no barrier to disaster striking right away. I don't know when it is, and I don't want to know, to be honest with you, but it doesn't look like it's a long ways away. It looks like it's months and years rather than decades now. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is, Dr. Deagle.
And we can avert that. I mean, it could have to be after Trump that we have a catastrophe, but to be honest with you, what Trump is doing or not doing is going to curry and project us into that disaster. And he could do otherwise. But the thing is, the people, you know, Republican supporters like Susan Lindauer, say, I support Trump. I do too, but I want Trump to talk to us. It makes me wince when I realize the man is not fully informed. I'm sure at times he realizes just how ignorant he is when he goes back to his room and doesn't get much sleep. We also should realize that the man is starting to show signs of organic dementia. He's getting word-finding problems, which I know as a doctor. And if I did tests on him, I'm sure he's starting to get toxicity from the aspartame he's drinking. Probably turning pre-diabetic or having other problems. So, when people might want to assume that everything's okay, it's not okay. Things are starting to really happen, aren't they?
Yes. Aspartame should not be sold on the market in soft drinks or any other beverages. Donald Rumsfeld was largely instrumental for encouraging the FDA to accept this. But most beverage companies were opposed to it. But
right.
He had a tremendous amount of clout, and he got the Food and Drug Administration to allow aspartame to be used in all diet drinks.
Well, it basically is an abortifacient, and it's also a mind-control drug. It's like, in a sense, it's trying to do a slow rendition to the entire population. Reduce their fertility, feminize males, and eventually reduce the population ability to reproduce. People say, oh, no, they didn't do that. I'm thinking, no, you're a moron. I have lots of doctors. In fact, I have giant books in my office, my studio here. I have one right in front of me. This one here is actually authored by, what's it called here now? No, it's not here. It's about aspartame by one of my, I have all kinds of books. I mean, you wouldn't believe all the specialists I've talked to over the years. And Roberts is his name, Dr. Roberts. And what I want people to understand is this isn't open to your opinion. You need to read and weep. You need to stop thinking you have an alternative opinion to what we present in the show. You need to realize it's over. Damn it. That's why when Deborah reads things on Deborah Tavares, which she'll be back, by the way, next week at her time, It's going to be a dialogue. And you might want me to shut up, but I'm not, because I got to insert information to support her, because a lot of people think she's nuts. Oh, she can't be having these documents. She's had so many attacks, it's ridiculous. Or you, saying that you had discovered evidence that supports what I say about these weapons in Nicaragua, which you've been following for 10 years, long before you talked to me, and proof that you actually found evidence that they are putting weapons in not only in La Rochelle Island, but also the weapons in Iran and North Korea are all just Russian. They didn't de novo make these weapons. They're Russian weapons from Rosatom, north of Moscow, aren't they?
Yes. They're manufactured right in the Moscow industrial complex.
Right. And by the way, the Russians are delusional, too. I mean, they somehow think if they build fancy enough weapons, they can take on America. Not. If you have two clues and you're not drinking too much vodka, you should realize that's suicide. Luckily, some of the people on Space Command, because I knew Colonel Lynn Wells was director of NORAD, and the radar command at NORAD determines if they're going to start the launch on command sequence for Huey. Huey is the computer that starts when they get the codes from the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the President to start the launch on command sequence for submarine launched and ground-based nuclear missiles. I know everything, okay? Dr. Deagle, you seem to know everything. I do. It might offend you, but damn it, listen. And I've seen it firsthand. I've been at Huey. I've been in places that are classified that regular people don't ever see. I want you to know stuff, people. You do not want to know what I know. If you weren't saved, you'd commit suicide if you knew what I knew. I'm saved. I'm willing to put my life on the line for you people out there. You need to pray for us and pray for our nation. You need to pray for Donald Trump that he does keep the door open, that we do get through with Bart Goldman to Donald Trump. We do get through this man to get him some wisdom. So we get him through to have a conversation with John W. Spring and people like Greg Ford, intel agent in Iraq that they renditioned eventually because he found out about weapons of mass destruction. People like Susan Lindauer who haven't talked to the president and others who've been persecuted, treated like crap because they actually discovered things the deep state didn't want, they want to suppress or say, you're crazy. They go, you're crazy to know this stuff. Look, you're crazy to not believe what we tell you when it's actually, we've got the scars to prove it, right?
Yes, we do.
And when people say, well, I want you to shut up, Deagle, let your guests talk, this is not entertainment. If you want to entertain, go listen to Coast Radio or the blather on the Christian, they would call the Criminal News Network or MSLSD or listen to some other radio show that make you feel really good. Even though you're getting disinformation, it's make you feel really good as a Republican or a Democrat. Both parties are bringing us to hell in a handcart, aren't they?
Yes, they have for a long time.
A long time. And you think, oh, well, now if they get revised, if we get evidence through to the president, he can actually set the tone to clear up the Republican Party. How many damn Republicans are rhinos? We went over this last week with Gary Richard Arnold. Over 40 Congress critters, I call them, instead of Congress members. I call them Congress critters. You like that term?
And that's senators. Great.
And Senator critters, like from Appalachian Mountain, they're critters. Congress critters and Senator critters that are basically deep state operatives. These are Republicans that have no business being representing any of the American population if we're represented by the Most High God as a constitutional republic. But damn it, they are. And we got tons of evidence. This is not like, oh, you know a little bit about them, you don't like them. No. They might look nice, they might be nice to have at dinner, come over and play a game of golf, whatever, but they're evil. And a lot of these people, even like Mr. Barr, who's now smiling and say he's going to actually bring justice, I think that not much is going to happen after this. I think that they're going to neutralize the enemy and Trump will get reelected, but the globalists behind Trump are going to be laughing all the way to the bank, aren't they? Because all the Christians are going to support Trump. All the people that don't want the demon rats to be in power are going to support Trump. And Trump's got all these globalists around that are setting policy that is plainly evil. And Trump doesn't get it, does he?
No.
We don't have missile defense. We don't have proper cyber protection against our airwaves and our internet. We don't have protection against the economic chaos of the whole planet. We don't have the Four Powers Agreement or a way to get their students so they can get rid of their debt and make sure everybody's got preventive medicine. And as I say, and I've got plans that I've put in video together, you can see them on my site, I have a solution with the help of the Most High God for every problem we face. Every damn one in specific, exquisite details, including missile defense. People say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you can't have all that. My God is God. It's not my brilliant mind that did it. It's the Most High God that gave me this information.
Yes.
And if you want to attack me, God help you, because you see, the most vile thing you can do on earth is to attack the one who brings grace and wisdom. The last thing I saw as a little boy, almost 60 years ago, was the thermonuclear destruction of America and the world. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want most of the human race to not just die a first death of the physical body in horror, or die of suicide, or killing their own children. I don't want to see human cannibalism, but I don't want to see people die the second death, the death of the soul. And by the way, Satan is the perverter. God is the destroyer. Those who do not have grace get destroyed. I don't want to see it happen. And you might think, well, your pastor knows better. Bring your pastor on. Let me come and speak in your church. I have not been given an opportunity to speak in a church for over 20 years. Did you know that? And I have radio shows all around the world. And over the last 20 years, millions of people have heard me, but not one has invited me to speak in a church by video link or anything. Why? They're afraid. You might offend our people. I want to offend them into the grace of the Most High God. I want people to be thankful to God, not to Deagle. I'm just the bait bucket guy. I carry a bait bucket for the Lord. Let me tell you, though, I have my little 3x5 cards, some truths that are not my wisdom. They are, thus saith the Lord God Almighty. And my God, are we ever in trouble even with Trump. Trump is not our spiritual answer to anything. He's not, like King Cyrus of Persia. He's not going to bring about a glorification of America unless he receives further wisdom to become a full-forced Christian leader of America, to become equivalent to King David after he repented of killing Uriah and taking Bathsheba for his wife. Trump is, if, for example, just look at his taxes. I guarantee if they get his taxes, they're going to be beat red in their faces to all the crazy stuff he's done in the past. I guarantee you it's going to be an ugly fight all the way to the battle box. And the voters are going to vote Trump in, despite the fact of all the misdeeds and other things that have happened in the past. And the problems that this nation suffers, whether it's missile defense or economy or anything, or abortion, we shouldn't be talking about just getting a late-term abortion. There shouldn't be any late-term, infanticide, not only the infanticide rate at the moment of birth or after, but also killing the elderly. Insurance carriers are getting away with murder now, actually saying, well, you could live another 2 years without alternative therapy, but we're just going to give you a lethal injection. The insurance carriers are doing it now. People say, well, that's your opinion. I said, no, it's not. And if you think you have an alternative opinion and you have the intellectual cojones, male or female, call into my show. Or call me afterwards. And you're going to get spiritual what for. Because I care about you even if you hate my guts. I care about you because you're my brothers and sisters. Even right up to Hillary Clinton and Podesta and all the maniacs and dwelt by evil. Pray for our leaders, both good and evil, that they will turn to the Most High God. You want real Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is to thank God that He is our King. He is the author of all goodness. And if you don't do what God's will is, by definition, it's evil. Your own will and your own ego will lead you on the pathway to destruction. And that's what's happening with our game master, our game host of the presidency, Donald J. Trump. I want to bless him with wisdom. Which was most important because